So, I spent the weekend by myself. Well, at least that's how it started. And on Friday night, I got this notion in my head that if I did my hair, put on some makeup, got dressed up, and went out, that something exciting would happen. I was right. So, I found myself sitting alone at a bar, a lesbian bar. And for the first hour or so, I just kind of sat there with my rum and coke and played on my phone. The bartender kind of hit on me a little bit, but that was about it. But at one point, she caught my eye. And she was just the kind of girl that I'm always attracted to. A little bit chubby. Long, pretty red hair. A little too much makeup, maybe. Lots of jewelry. Her shirt, soft, low cut. Nice jeans, sexy shoes. And I could see that she was hanging out with her friends. And she seemed a little out of place, maybe, a little uncomfortable. I could tell that she was kind of a fifth wheel. Her other friends were couples. And they were doing typical lesbian couple things, I guess. Dancing, arguing, making out, making up, fighting again. Whatever, I don't know. But she just kind of sat there with her very girly looking drink, chatting with her friends. A few times people asked her to dance, but she politely declined. She really did look sort of uncomfortable. Well, I played a few more rounds of Candy Crush on my phone and was about to call it a night when she came up beside me. She was ordering another girly drink from the bartender. The bartender flirted with her too. Oh well. And not exactly sure what I did or how I did this, but I sort of accidentally, on purpose, maybe bumped into her a little bit. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I said. And I looked into her eyes. I blushed and looked down a little bit, and she laughed and said, "No problem." And somehow, even though I'm usually a socially awkward penguin, I was able to strike up a conversation. Something like, "Oh, having fun with your friends?" And she kind of said, "Yeah." And we sort of commiserated on being the fifth wheel, etc., etc. And we talked. And she drank. I looked at her and said, "I need to go to the bathroom." And she put her drink down and said, "Oh, yeah, me too." So we went to the bathroom. Now, this isn't unusual, of course. Girls always go to the bathroom in groups. But the second we stepped in there, I sort of grabbed her by the hand and pulled her into one of the stalls. I don't think she quite knew what would hit her. And I pushed her up against the stall wall. And I locked the door. And I stood very close to her. And I looked into her eyes. And I said, I want to kiss you. And I'll be damned if I didn't see her eyes dilate and a little intake of breath. And then I kissed her. I pressed my mouth against hers. Her lips were so soft. For a moment, it was just a chaste, closed mouth, gentle kiss. That didn't last long. Soon I'd opened my mouth because I was hungry for her. And our tongues were pressing together. I had shoved my leg between hers, slightly putting pressure. And I kissed her. And soon my hand was working its way up her side to her breast. And I gently squeezed it in my hand. She moaned a little, arched her back, and pressed into me. At this point, I knew I was going to take her home. And I was going to fuck her. And I told her as much. And she hesitated at first. Rightly so. Didn't even know her name. But she went out and told her friends that I was going to give her a ride home. But instead, we drove to my place. The ride was a little awkward. I put on the radio, fill of sound. As I drove, I reached over with my hand and rubbed her thigh. She looked at me nervously and asked, "Do you often pick up girls in bars?" I looked at her and I honestly just broke out into laughter. No. I never have done this before, actually. "Wow," she said. When we got to my house, I led her up to the front door and let her in. And asked her if she wanted something to drink, which she declined. We both knew why we were there and what we were going to do. I think I had more of an idea of how that was going to go than she did. So again, I took her by the hand and I led her into my bedroom. I could see that she was a little scared, maybe. A little hesitant, but I don't think I'm very scary or intimidating or anything like that, so she calmed down. I walked her over and sat her down on the edge of my bed. I leaned down and kissed her again, this time letting my hands run through her soft red hair. It felt so good. I kissed her more. She scooted back on the bed a little bit, and I pushed her down, straddling her, and kissed her, and kissed her. Soon, my hands were working up under her shirt again. I made quick work of her bra, told her to sit up, and I took it off and took her shirt off. I think she was a little embarrassed to be sitting there, her breasts naked in front of somebody she barely knew. But I didn't give her much time to think about it. I pushed her back down, and I kissed my way across her chest and down to her left breast. Oh, it was so soft. I ran my tongue over her nipple, and then I took it between my lips and sucked it. She was moaning again, arching her back. I felt her hands go into my hair. I sucked her harder. My other hand was squeezing her breast, playing with her nipple. I switched and sucked on the other one, back and forth. I couldn't get enough. And she seemed to really enjoy it. I stopped and took off my shirt, my bra, and she looked at me with questioning eyes. I flipped over and laid down on the bed and pulled her on top of me. We kissed some more, and she left a little trail of kisses down my neck, across my collarbone, and then she took my nipple in her mouth. Oh, her sweet, hot little mouth. So tender. So timid at first. I told her, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. My hands were in her hair now. I grabbed a handful of that beautiful red hair and pulled her back sharply off my breast and kissed her again. Oh. And then I whispered in her ear, I want your pussy. I think I frightened her again. She paused and looked at me and said, I've never really, I mean, I've made out with girls before, but I've never, I laughed. It's okay. I can show you what to do. And I kissed her again. And I pushed her down. I unbuttoned her jeans and pulled them off and threw her shoes to the side. And she lay there, her silky little panties, naked. I ran my hands all over her body. God, you're so fucking hot, I said. I wanted her to know. I leaned down and let my hair brush against her nipples, teasing them, as I kissed down her tummy. I could feel her tense up a little bit the closer I got. Shh, just relax. Enjoy it, I said. Positioned myself between her thighs. I spent a long time kissing and rubbing and licking her thighs, so soft. I would lick up, all the way up, and then I would pause. I wanted her to want it. And then I would lick down the other thigh. Over and over, taking my time, Soon she wanted it. She was almost begging. A few times I poised my mouth over her hot little pussy and I could hear her breath catching. A little moan would escape. And what really pushed me over the edge was when she said, "Please." I slid her panties off and I gently kissed and licked her wet, hot pussy. Long, loving licks up and down. I took my time. There was no rushing. I wanted to lick every inch of that pussy. I used my fingers to spread her lips apart. And my tongue dipped into her. And I slid it up towards her throbbing little clit. And I gently licked it. And she moaned. I licked it again and again. Soft little licks. And again, she was moving her hips up and down, and I could hear her breathing faster. "Please," she said. I put my mouth completely around her clit, and as I was sucking it, my tongue working it, my arms were up around her hips, pulling her into my face as hard as possible. Oh, yes. Her wetness was all over my face, and I loved it. I moved around so that I could slide one finger inside her. And I heard her moan again. And I continued sucking and licking at her clit while I gently fucked her with one finger. "More." Oh, she actually said more. Oh, it was my turn to moan. And I slid another finger inside. She was so tight and hot. Oh, it's so wet. I moved my fingers in and out of that tight pussy, licking her. Oh, her hips moving up and down, grinding against my face now. Oh, and she was moaning so loud. Oh, and I sucked her harder and harder, fucking her with my fingers, pounding into her now, and sucking her clit. Oh, and when she came, oh, she was so loud. I don't think she's ever come like that before. Put a few small little kisses on her very sensitive clit. And then moved up and I kissed her. Her wetness all over my face now, all over her face. Her tasting herself on my lips and tongue. After a moment, she leaned up and looked at me and said, "I want to do it to you." Well, I'm not one to ever turn that down. She had my pants and panties off in quick movements. And she was very tentative at first. And I said, "Don't worry, you're not going to hurt me. Unless you want to." She laughed, her soft little hands running up and down my thigh. And then she took one finger and stroked my pussy lips. Oh. Oh. And then she licked her finger and slowly pushed it inside. Oh. She gently fucked me with that finger for just a moment. And she looked at me and said, "Can I lick you?" And I said, "You better." Oh, and then I felt her sweet little mouth on me. First kissing, licking, and then, oh, taking my clit in her mouth and sucking it like I sucked her. Oh, oh my God. And she had two and then three fingers inside of me. "Fuck me harder," I said. Oh, and she did. Oh, and her hot little mouth. Oh, sucking on my clit. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, when I came, I had my hands in that pretty red hair. Oh, grinding her face into me. Oh, my God. And when the aftershock subsided, she crawled up and laid beside me and looked at me and said, "Is that good?" "Oh, sweetie, that was very good. Can we do it again?" "Absolutely."